the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, June 29th, 2006. It's our joy each day for Brooksine and I to share these messages with you through the internet. Today's message is titled, Living in Unity. And Brooksine will read the scripture text now from Psalm 133, verse 1.
How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
Each summer, there is a huge Christian music festival in the mountains of central Pennsylvania. Although due to the heavy rains we've had in our area this year, it has been canceled. Brooksine and I, along with many from our church in northern Pennsylvania, used to attend in the 80s when we were young. But there came a point in our lives that camping out in tents, using porta-potties, and dealing with tens of thousands of people in an outdoor setting lost its appeal. We had planted the church right after graduating from Bible College in the late 70s, so we had a young congregation. I've always had a sense of humor, and when you're younger, you tend to be a bit more daring in expressing yourself. I sure was. I suggested that a group of us have our picture taken as if we were all going to use the porta potty at the same time, and humorously use it to illustrate church unity. We had initially placed the photo up on a bulletin board with the inscription, We do things together at Agape. Agape was the name of the church. Well, if only maintaining unity was that easy. But we know it's not. During my 25 years in pastoral ministry, I sure recall the times, thankfully few, when division hit the church. Let me tell you, it's especially hard for the pastor. But thankfully, I have many memories of unity and cooperation as well. Today's scripture verse, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. That is sure true, whether it be a family or a church. One of the greatest ways we honor our human parents is when we get along with their siblings. Even though both my mom and dad have both gone on to be with the Lord, I still believe this is a way we honor them. Today, my brother is traveling with my family to a reunion in Door County, Wisconsin. I stay in touch regularly with both my older brother and younger sister as well. I also believe unity with my brothers and sisters in Christ is a way I honor my Heavenly Father and His family. Today, in your sphere of influence, I appeal to you to make every effort to pursue spiritual unity. Live in harmony with one another. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. I have a perspective in life that increasingly sees the long-term blessing of unity in my marriage, my family, and my spiritual relationships. May that be your blessing as well.
Let's pray. Jesus, we want to thank you for diversity in the body of Christ. There is so much incredible variety in personalities, giftings, ethnicity, and varied interests. But when we lift our hearts and voices together in worship to our Creator, we see Christ only and His redemption for all humankind. As we dwell together in unity, you help us to become like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord. Your work goes forward when we set aside our personal agenda and for the sake of the body, focus on that which we have in common with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, as much as it is possible, help me to be at peace with my church family, and most especially, the immediate and extended family you have blessed me with. Amen.
Amen. We sure need unity, don't we, in our world? There's so much disharmony and brokenness. Well, we are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our web ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the site today, we have a picture of a group of our friends that we referred to in the message standing alongside porta potties. That's probably taken 25 years ago. That creation festival is near Mount Union, Pennsylvania, and we have actually maintained fellowship with most of the folks in the picture, although one of my friends passed away about 10 years ago, but we're still in contact with his wife and two daughters. I would challenge anybody looking at the picture if they might be able to find Brooksine and me in the photo, again, some 25 years ago. Today's daily text, Psalm 133, is among the shortest chapters in the entire Bible. Its theme is harmonious relationships. It's short enough that I can read the entire psalm in concluding this podcast today. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful to Christ and stay encouraged.